This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently he had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com. Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening to you high school basketball fans on this Tuesday from a sold-out Anna High School gymnasium. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee, and we've got great Shelby County League boys action for you tonight. The number one team in the league, Fort Loramie, with a 6-0 mark, 14-0 overall, unbeaten, number one in the state in boys division four, versus the challenger, Anna, 5-1 in the Shelby County League, just a game back in the loss column, 11-3 overall. These two teams have had some phenomenal games over the last 10 or 12 years. In the last 24 contests, Anna's won 13, Fort Loramie 11. 30 points between the two teams in the last dozen seasons. And in 10 of the last 20 games, Chuck, the road team has been victorious. Only twice in the last dozen years has one team won both games, however.
Yeah.
Fort Loramie needs a win tonight to get a two-game lead over Anna in the loss column. Then the second-round game between the two is back at Fort Loramie at the end of the season. Redskins do have to go to Rushi. Rushi comes to Anna. Some things could change, obviously, after tonight, but it's a big game because if Anna wants any designs on taking the Shelby County League title, Rockets have got to play extremely well and be victorious and knock Fort Loramie from the ranks of the unbeaten tonight.
No, I don't think that Anna can afford a loss tonight and still have a chance to win the league.
No.
This is going to be a real test for Loramie. They've started, you talked about this a couple of weeks ago, they really started a tough stretch. This is a tough floor to play on. Rushi's a tough floor to play on. Loramie's used to playing on a floor that's 20 feet longer. They're used to, so their spacing is going to be a little bit different. But Anna's a really good basketball team, and I think these are the two best teams in the league, and it's going to be fun to watch tonight. I'm glad they're finally getting out here to play a game.
They'll play again the second Saturday of February. These two teams have played just six times in the Shelby County League. Botkins, by the way, has played eight. This is game number seven tonight for these two teams. Of course, as I mentioned, Anna's got to play Rushi here. Fort Laramie's got to go to Rushi. Rushi is not out of it, thanks to a big win by Rushi over Jackson Center on Evan Monier buzzer beater on Friday night. Rushi has beaten Jackson Center both times, very close games. Who knows? Jackson Center is capable of throwing a fly into the ointment here over the last 4 weeks of this regular season. The Tigers are capable on a given night of surprising the Fort Laramie Redskins. Who knows?
Well, you got Scott Elker sitting on the bench, so they have a chance to beat anybody. He is my favorite coach in the area. He's probably as good a basketball coach as I've ever been around, and I just love to watch the way his kids play for him.
Anna goes to Jackson Center, by the way, on the 26th of this month. Fort Laramie has a home date with Jackson Center on February 9th. That's the night before the return match between these two teams on a Saturday, February 10th. As we mentioned, the first two scheduled games for Fort Laramie and Anna were both postponed. Thus, we've completed the first round for Fort Laramie and Anna, with the exception of the head-to-head battle between the two.
I thought maybe the Big Ten scheduler set it up to make sure that the two best teams just don't play until just once during the season.
Yeah, the Big Ten schedule is even worse than that. Yeah,
absolutely.
It is unbelievable. I think Indiana's in a stretch of seven games in 16 days, three games in 6 days. Ohio State's had the benefit of, I think, a five-game home swing.
They're playing four out of their next five at home.
Yeah.
Do go to Purdue, but they have four out of five at home.
And they played Minnesota at Madison Square Garden,
right,
and it was Minnesota's home game.
Yep. Madison Square Garden's a better place to play than that dump that Minnesota plays in, that's for sure.
And we can't see the Big Ten play anyway, because half the games are on Friday night, and we're covering high school basketball.
I know. But back to the Shelby County League. I'll tell you what, tonight there are some outstanding matchups. For Fort Laramie, Tyler Siegel, 6'7", is a shot blocker. He's turned into a really good offensive player, too, but defensively, he's as good as there is in the area. And you got Dylan Braun, who is just an outstanding scorer. You go to the other side, and you look at Wyatt Bensman. I'm so excited to watch Bensman and Braun battle it tonight, and I think whoever can get closest to their average is probably going to be the team that wins the basketball game.
Yeah, you make a very good point. Dylan Braun, nearly 18 points a game. Wyatt Bensman at 20. Dylan Braun's coming off 23 against Minster on Saturday. He made the clutch points, the big baskets. The Redskins looked to him. He answered. He took 10 shots from the floor and made 8.
Yeah, well, that's impressive.
Yeah, that's how valuable Dylan Braun was against Minster on Saturday night. You mentioned Tyler Siegel. Jared Schulze handed it to Tyler in the first half on Saturday night. Then Tyler Siegel bettered Jared Schulze in the second half. In fact, Tyler wound up with 17 points and 14 rebounds, a monster game.
Right. Well, we have two young men out here tonight in Bensman and Braun. And I coached for 35 years, and probably just a handful of kids during my time that I would have felt like you got the green light to shoot the ball at any point from any place. Those two kids both would have that ability if they played for me.
Evan Burning makes things happen for Fort Laramie, better than 4 assists a game. He navigates the middle. He's got a quick burst. You've got to honor him behind the arc. He made a real big shot to help Fort Laramie win the game at Versailles, a three-pointer just before the buzzer with less than a second to go. But on guys like Burning and Braun and Bensman, as well as a couple other players in each team, not only do you have to close out on the three-point shot, you've got to contain, because everybody on these two teams on the perimeter can put the ball on the deck and drive right by you in a heartbeat.
Well, absolutely. You go to the other side. I mean, Austin Fode is a good basketball player. Griffin Dosick is having a really good year for him also. Bart Bixler, I don't know if he's going to start tonight, but as a sixth man, he comes off the bench and he just makes things happen. And then Drew Broadman, I thought he had a terrific game against St. Henry. That was a really flat night for the Rockets, but I thought that Broadman had a real good game for him.
Minster lost to Fort Loramie in overtime on Saturday night. Minster was drubbed here at Anna by Anna by 20. That obviously does not make Anna a 19-point favorite in this game against Fort Loramie tonight. That's how badly skewed comparing opponents
right.
can be.
Well, I mean, and that the Minster-Anna game, Minster had just won the state championship in football.
Right.
They really didn't have a lot of time together as a team compared to what they had on Saturday. They're a basketball team now.
Anna Rockets are a well-rounded club, equipped as good as anybody to give Fort Loramie a photo finish here tonight. I hearken back to that Anna win over Minster, Chuck. It may have been an anomaly, a king-sized aberration, but Wyatt Bensman was held at 10 in that game. But one, two, three other players, Foth, Broadman, Dosick, all had 10. Bixler, 8. Flatfoot, 6. Cathcart, 6. Hey, that kind of balance from Anna tonight in Fort Loramie could be in hot water.
Well, yeah, I hadn't mentioned Cathcart yet. This young man, he's a real streaky shooter, but boy, when he gets on a roll, he can put the ball in the basket.
Fouls will be a factor. They helped Fort Loramie beat Minster on Saturday night, that's for sure. The two big men for Minster got in foul trouble. Frericks and Schultze played a chunk of the fourth quarter with four each before one of them did foul out. So the first team to the 1-1, the first team to have to sit a key player, a starter, a cog. The first team to put someone down with two in the first 4 minutes is going to be in a little bit of trouble.
Well, that's an advantage for
yes,
sure.
And no doubt about it.
And if you're playing even in the fourth quarter with four fouls, you're still not playing as aggressively as you would be normally. So, you know, there's a lot of things. You want to be aggressive, but you want to be smart.
You're right. You got four fouls. You're not going to play free and easy. It's working on you. It's in the back of your head. Oh,
absolutely.
But nonetheless, this should be a phenomenal game tonight. Anna's dropped three, a game they should have won, quite frankly. But give Rushi credit. The Raiders beat the Rockets by a point, 57-56, back on December 19th. Rushi with great defense in the fourth quarter really slowed Anna down. And the Raiders won that game by a point. Thus, Rushi is right in the thick of this Shelby County League race. The other two losses for Anna came to Versailles here in a squeaker. A buzzer beater by Justin Arnes, 67-65. Anna rallied from a 13-point deficit with 2 minutes to go, but still lost to St. Henry here by a score of 62-59. By the way, St. Henry is ranked in the top 10 in this week's Division IV boys poll. Minster's ninth, Fort Loramie is in the very top spot, as expected, number one. Anna, a couple weeks ago, was ranked in the top 10 in boys Division III. Since then, the Rockets have lost a couple more. But Anna, certainly one of the top 25, if not the top 15 teams in the state of Ohio in boys Division III. And Fort Loramie deserves the number one ranking in D4. The Redskins' schedule has gotten tougher since Christmas time. Wins on the road at St. Henry, at Jackson Center, at Bethel. Those three were in 1 week's time. Then a victory at home over Rushi. A win at Versailles by 2 in OT. A big fly to the hoop triumph against Thurgood Marshall by 5. And then the victory Saturday over Minster in overtime, 52-51. Many thanks to our great anchor underwriting sponsors tonight, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News. Lineups are next on scores, broadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. On the web, online tonight, thanks to these Fort Loramie sponsors, Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating and Air Conditioning, in Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company in Superior Aluminum, and the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, and in Anna Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Thank you as well to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Coat Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney, Wishes in Sydney, Troy in Tip City. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. The in-between to South of Botkins, where the food's not in between. It's out of this world. And the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. That's helping vets get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282 or check out Facebook, facebook.com/Shelby. COVSO for the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Starting lineups for tonight's game for the Fort Loramie Redskins, who were without Austin Siegel against Minster. He was under the weather. Austin is back on the floor, feeling much better. He gets the start tonight. Nick Brandewey, Evan Burning, 8.5 points a game. Dylan Braun, 17.5 a game. Tyler Siegel, 14 points a game. He's got a grand spanking total of 8 rebounds per game now, better than 4 blocks a game. Austin Siegel, 6'2", is at the power forward spot. We've got Riley Yulskamp and Wyatt Benjamin at 20 a game at the guards for Anna. Griffin Dosick, 6'4", a junior, 10 a game, jump center. Joel Cathcart in the opening 5 at 10 a game, 6'3", a senior. And Drew Breitman, 6'4", a senior at the post. Anna wins the tip to start. Rockets in the home white, green numbers. Here's a screen, top of the circle for Dosick. He lined one up, didn't let it fly, though. Gave it to Benjamin, he arches it. 23-footer Wyatt Benjamin. Anna leads 3-0.
Can't lose him. That was too wide open.
If he had clearance by 5 or 6 feet, he was behind the screen. No one close from Fort Loramie. Here's Nick Brandewey, high left, with the ball for the Redskins. Fort Loramie in the road black, red numbers outlined in white. Anna home white, green numerals, green piping. Both teams with black tennis. Here is Evan Burning, far right side. Near wing, it's Dylan Braun. Braun snaps off a 3-ball, hit the back brace, no good. Long rebound, kicks to Benjamin for Anna. He zips up the floor in the left corner. Throws it out, back intended for Yulskamp. Deflected, out of bounds. Brandon, we got a piece of it. Anna will throw inside court. We played a minute here in the opening period. And the officials down below are getting both coaches back in their boxes. Here is Hulskamp between the rings for Anna. Near side pass to Cathcart. Cathcart goes to Brodman, elbow right, back to the basket, squares up on Austin Siegel. Goes back to Cathcart, now Benzman. Burning checks Benzman for the moment. Benzman away from the action, circles below the rim. Ball is rotated on the arc to Hulskamp, far left side. Here's a step back three by Cathcart, 25-footer, longer maybe. It hit the heel, high rebound down to Austin Siegel. 60-foot pass for Lormy, intercepted by Cathcart. Ahead to Hulskamp, he jacks it up. Missed it, no good from three-point territory, and Fort Lormy's got the board. Forecourt left to Braun, he dropped it, got it back. 3-0 Anna, we played a minute 40. Austin Siegel, baseline left. Far right flank, it goes to Brandley. Brandley on the deck with the left hand. Between circles, it is Tyler Siegel. Man-to-man defense by Anna. Burning starts to drive, he's checked, can't take it into the lane. Leaves it out back for Dylan Braun. Braun on the bounce, over guarding foul against Gosick of Anna, 25 feet from the hoop.
Yeah, instead of hedging, he stuck a hand in, and that's going to get called every time.
5 minutes, 58 seconds left to go here in the first quarter of play. Anna 3, Fort Loramie nothing. Rackets 11-3 on the year, 5-1 in the Shelby County League. Fort Loramie 14-0 and 6-0. Oh, here's a great lead pass. Burney on the right flank. Fed it nicely to Tyler Siegel. He whipped his man, Brodman, on the interior. Got the ball in his fingertips, shifted it from the left to the right hand, and dropped it through. Gosick, baseline right for Anna, which leads 3-2. Cross-court pass, skipped by Benzman to Cathcart. He guns it, no good, off the iron. Rebound flares out to Burning. Quickly on the floor inside to Austin Siegel. Austin powers to the basket, scores for Fort Loramie. Yep, Fort Loramie went the length of the floor, two angle passes. And then a finish down inside to Austin Siegel. Anna drifted back down the floor, didn't get there in time. 4-3 Redskins. Ball lobbed to Brodman in the post, back to the basket. Goes to work, ducks under against Austin
move.
Siegel, and hits it.
Boy, a good footwork that time by Drew.
Oh, yeah, Drew Brodman, nifty on his toes, very nimble. Had his back to the goal, squared up, little drop step. And he angled one in off the backboard outside the lane. 5-4 Anna. 4:43 to go, first quarter of play. Here's Brandewey, 25 feet out. Gives Braun a screen, hands it to him. Dylan slashes, weaves a nice pass down inside to Austin Siegel. Blocked, taken away from behind McCathcart. Cathcart behind the back, baseline left to Brodman. Out back to Dosick. He navigates the lane, drives, leaves it short, no good. Rebound for Loramie. Braun's got one on three. Off-balance runner,
wow.
Makes it. What an athletic play by Dylan Braun. One on three.
He took a good bump, too.
Yeah. He shot it anyway. Foul could have been called in the act. It went in cleanly off the window. And Fort Loramie is up 6-5. Benjamin high right. Gives it up behind the circle to Cathcart. He's got to find the range for Anna, that's for sure. He's misfired early. Baseline right to Brodman. He's doubled. Mismatch. Braun's on him at the moment. Now the ball triggered on top to Benjamin. On the arc, left wing to Cathcart, picked up by Brandewey. They look for Dosick, he's got it straight away. Coming out to catch is Benzman. 6-5, Fort Loramie. 3.5 to go, first quarter. Anna very patient. Near side pass goes on the play to Cathcart. He dropped it, it rolled to midcourt to the Rocket logo. He traced it down, shoveled it, left side to Benzman. Far left wing to Riley Hulskamp. Austin Siegel on him at the moment. Into the post to Benzman, turns around, goes to Brodman outside the lane on the right. Fade away, 14-footer, no good, hard. Rebound ricochets to Dylan Braun and Fort Loramie. Anna got a pretty good shot, took nearly a minute off the clock, no points. Fort Loramie in possession, up one. Straight away, burning the clear out for him against Hulskamp. Spin move in the lane, loops it left corner to Austin Siegel, back out on top to Brandewey, and Fort Loramie resets. 2:45 to go, first period. Tyler Siegel, top of the key, picked up by Brodman. High right, it goes to Dylan Braun. Lobbed that inside for Tyler. What an overplay and a steal by Cathcart. Shovels it to Benzman. Might have walked in the paint. Got it back. Now he's out of traffic. To Cathcart, 25 feet away. These two teams know each other so well. Fort Loramie's telegraphed a couple passes. Anna's made interceptions. and has telegraphed a couple passes. Fort Loramie's made picks. Deep in the left corner, Benzman. On top to Riley Yulskamp. Long, high archer. Sprays off the rim into the corner. Who's got it? Off Fort Loramie last.
And that last turnover on the lob down here to Siegel, Tyler cannot stand and wait for the ball to get to him because there's help coming from the other side. He's got to be aggressive and when the ball's in the air, your feet need to be in the air to go grab that basketball.
So far, Chuck, Fort Loramie has forced the Anna players to shoot it. The Redskins would prefer to shoot it from long range.
Right.
6-5 in favor of Fort Loramie. 2:11 left to go here in the first quarter.
Anna's had the wrong person take the shot the last two times down the floor.
Well, Wyatt Benzman lost his shoe momentarily, and he's trying to fit it back on. Meanwhile, a substitution for Anna, Mason Flatford on the floor for Wyatt, who's got 1 3-pointer, first goal of the game. Since then, Fort Loramie's outscored Anna 6-2. 6-5 is the score now. Here's Cathcart, high right. Cross court, skips it to Bixler, who's in now. Bart Bixler, 5'11 sophomore. Here's a bad pass, top of the key, broken up by Fort Loramie, and he gets it back. Deep in the right corner, Dosick. Between the rings, leaping catch, Cathcart. Fort Loramie's defense has stymied Anna since the first half minute. Dribble drive through the lane, flat foot, no shot, left corner, Cathcart. Starts in, baseline left, cut off, 10 feet away. Out back to the three-point shooter. Yes! Mason Flatfoot carries it. 8-6 Anna on two threes. One by Benzman, one by Flatfoot. Anna earned that bucket. Fort Loramie was stingy. Flatfoot let the three-pointer fly. Line drive variety. He drilled it. A minute 12 to go first quarter. Fort Loramie down two. Foul line, Dylan Braun. Left side, Burning. Burning against Bixler. Spin move, left hand.
Wow.
Makes it! Wow, what a whirling, twirling shot by Evan Burning of Fort Loramie.
That was very athletic right there.
Somehow or other, he carved out space in the lane, went to work, got it to fall. We're tied at 8. Near side, Bixler for Anna. Fakes left, goes baseline, right side, choked off. Out to Brodman, might have walked, enters the lane, off balance, charging, good call. Brodman was out of control. 45 seconds to go here in the first quarter. We're tied at 8. So many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, including Goffney Furniture in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. That's Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Here's a missed shot by Burning. Fort Loramie got the long rebound. Shot fake by Braun. Braun to the rack at the rim. Handcuffed and fouled. Anna got ball plus back of the arm. Long rebound. Kicked out to Dylan Braun. And you got to go chest to chest with him right away. Honor the three-pointer. And he immediately scurried to the basket. Drew contact. Two free throws for Dylan.
That's the second foul on Brodman.
Up and in to give Fort Loramie a one-point lead at 9-8. That's Goffney Furniture in Sydney. High-quality furniture meeting your budget's needs. The price is right. Superb furniture. And you can't afford it. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Don't forget a five-star delivery program, a 30-day guarantee program at Goffney. More savings on the website, goffneyfurniture.com. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Here's a drive by Benzman. Benzman in traffic in the lane. Had the ball punched away. He was off balance. Fort Loramie scoops up the loose ball. And then Dylan Braun bounces it off his toe right to Benzman. Benzman goes 40 feet. Late feed to Bixler. Blocked on the play. Out of nowhere came Burning. And there's the buzzer ending the first quarter. The teams had chances. Nobody could finish. Excellent defense by Fort Loramie down the stretch of the opening period. Redskins lead it 10-8 after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
This is Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Anna. Sold out. Anna High School Gymnasium. A big struggle here between Fort Loramie and Anna. Fort Loramie in the league lead in the Shelby County League, and Anna right behind with just a loss. Fort Loramie starts the second quarter extremely well. Nice post-up move on the inside. Shot was made by Tyler Siegel. Then Anna unloads a very quick three. It glances off the iron. No. That was like an empty possession or a turnover. Anna chucked one up. Couldn't get it to fall. Fort Loramie up four. Has possession. Skip pass. Cross court to Dylan Braun. And Brandewee guilty of trying to set a moving screen to free up Dylan.
Yeah, but when you're setting the screen, you need to stand still, and if it's up to the person you're screening for to set it up, and if they don't, you just need to stand there or you're going to get that call, especially right in the middle of the floor.
Right. 12-8 Fort Loramie, up four, biggest lead of this game. Anna led 3-0 on a triple by Benjamin to start it. 7-10 left till halftime. Ball entered into the post to Dosek for Anna. Then he goes opposite to Bixler. Gives it up to Flatfoot, right back to Bart. Bart, shake and bake move, takes Brandewee to the post. Weaves on the play to Flatfoot, and he goes knifing down the lane. A looper blocked away by Fort Loramie. Here come the Redskins. Burning into the top of the key. Looks inside for Tyler Siegel. That is a set screen solidly by Tyler Siegel. Burning uses it, then gives the ball up to Braun. Braun back to Burning. Near side pass to Brandewee. Brandewee on a journey through the top of the key. Dishes deep into the right corner to Burning. Burning hits a cutter. Dylan Braun can't take it to the hole against Benzman. Lobs into the lane to Tyler Siegel. A lot of contact. Him and Dosek. Tyler pushes up a seven-footer. Baseline right. It lifts the rim and comes off. Tough break. Rebound Anna. 6:12 to go till halftime. That was a double dribble by Anna. Not called by the officials. That was a muff. Clearly, two hands on the ball simultaneously. Anna caught a break. Still in possession, Rockets. Only 8 points for Anna, which netted a three in the first 20 seconds of the game. So 5 points for Anna in the last 10 minutes. Almost a walk by Benjamin. Hand off to Cathcart. Near side three-pointer, Dosek. Bombs away. No good. High off the back of the rim. Way up in the air. One and done. Into the hands of Brandewee. To Dylan Braun. He stops and pops from 15. Bingo! He's got it. Fort Loramie's got Anna in some early hot water. 14-8 Redskins. 5.5 left till halftime. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to these Fort Loramie game sponsors, including Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. For true comfort at your home or business, rely on Tom and Jerry's. It is the best. Mike Holdhouse, Tom Timmerman, These two pros are experts at servicing systems needing medical gas, hydronics technology, and backflow prevention. If you want true comfort at your home or business, get the system tune-up you need with Tom Timmerman or Mike Holdhouse at Tom and Jerry's, a family-owned business developing relationships a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-295-3243. Well, after the timeout, Anna tries to run a set play. Dosick with a teardrop in the lane with two players between him and the basket. He missed it. And then Fort Loramie hustles down the floor, and Evan Burning goes barging in from the left flank, powers one in off the window, and Fort Loramie has doubled the score on Anna, 16-8. 4:45 to go, second quarter. Boy, the penetration from Burning is something nobody has stopped very well all year long.
No, and like you said before the game, and if you sag off, he's going to shoot the three on you. He's a tough matchup.
Yep. On so many of these fine players in the Shelby County League, not only do you have to close out, you've got to close out and contain so they don't go right around you and get a layup or dish off to a teammate below the rim. Under 4.5 to go, second quarter. Anna with the ball, baseline right. It is Dosick. Dosick with a pivot move around Brandewee, who sticks out a knee. It's a common foul.
I think there is where Loramie gets the advantage, where if you get beat, you can close out. And if you get beat, Tyler Siegel's already got two block shots back there.
Yep, he's the rim protector. Looking to throw in below the basket. Hjulskamp on the arc to Benjamin. I'm not sure if Benjamin's gotten more than one shot since that game-opening three-pointer.
He has not gotten a shot since then.
Deep left corner, it is Platfoot, tries to enter to Dosick in the post. Anna now trying to maneuver Griffin. Dosick, who's got real good hops in the lane, trying to get him some short shots, put him to work, and Tyler Siegel. But Fort Loramie broke the play up, knocked the ball out of bounds. Below the basket, it's lobbed into Benjamin out near midcourt. Hand off to Hjulskamp in the right corner. There's a screen from Dosick. He rolls, but no opportunity. Now to Benjamin, high left. Stifling defense from Fort Loramie. A tough shifting man-to-man. Here's Platfoot. He's available. Let's one go. Three-pointer. A lot of rim. It comes out. Oh, it went down below. Snapped away. Fort Loramie got the board. Rick Trigger, Brandewee. He hits it. How about that? Two passes in the forecourt. Southpaw Nick Brandewee let it fly, and he hoisted one in, a 22-footer, and Fort Loramie's up 11. 3:51 left in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
Well, the Rockets' offensive set after the timeout resulted in a turnover, and Fort Loramie comes back down the floor. Dylan Braun, nice penetration, a running one-hander in the lane, a 10-footer, dead center. Bixler back in a jiffy for Anna. He darts into the middle of the floor and draws contact. He'll shoot two. Well, Fort Loramie has bolted on top, 21-8, with 3:12 left here in the second quarter. It's been a mix of good driving to the basket, fine outside shooting, and stellar defense from the Redskins, which have enabled Fort Loramie to post a 13-point spread.
Well, they've run off the first 11 points here in the second quarter.
And Anna got a three-pointer from Wyatt Benjamin to start the game. And since then, over the last nearly 11 minutes, only two field goals. And it went from bad to worse for Anna because Bart Bixler did not connect on either free throw. Under three to play in the second quarter. Between the circles, it's burning for Fort Loramie. Outside the arc of the right to Braun. Around Hjulskamp, all the way to the rim. It's on the rim. It comes off. No good. Strong rebound by Dosek of Anna. Boy, that would have sent the Redskins on top of 15. Rarely will Dylan Braun miss that one, even though he was challenged near the basket. Far left corner of the floor, it's Bensman. Guarded nicely by Braun. Into the post it goes. Stolen by Dylan. Dylan streaks up the right side, and the basketball touched the side stripe across the way.
Well, we are not surprised because we've seen them play a lot. Lormie plays as good a defense as there is in the area. Yep. They just, as a team, they just do such a tremendous job.
They sure do. Extremely well connected. They perform on the floor as a unit like they've got eyes in the backs of their heads. They know where everybody is at all times. Here's Anna's Hjulskamp with the ball outside the arc. Bensman, someone's got to make a couple before the half closes to get this down to single digits for the Rockets, who trail by 13, 21-8, 2:15 to go in the first half. High post, it goes on the play to Dosek. Dosek looks for Cathcart, the cutter, and the ball is bounced away from him. He let him too much, goes out of bounds. Underneath the hoop, Fort Loramie's got it coming the other way. Ahead by 13, that right there is what Fort Loramie's defense will do to you. You think you've got an opening and you don't.
Well, yeah, that was a nice setup for the back door that time, just was not executed.
Here's Brandewy coming off a made three for Fort Loramie. Top of the circle, foul line in the paint, and he used the off arm to clear out. Foul, Brandewy, Redskins.
I think that's his second.
Team foul five on Fort Loramie. Redskins fans up in arms. Fort Loramie bench didn't like it. Referee had the best angle in the house.
I have to admit, I didn't see it, but I'm certainly not going to say that it didn't happen.
Yeah, we were screened. Referee looking right at it. Here's Brodman, high post for Anna. Anna with two field goals now in the last 14 minutes. Ball entered to the post. It's Dosa going to work. Off balance jumper rimmed. That's the way it's gone for Anna. A good shot, but Dosick over Nathan Rauterman is in now for Fort Loramie. Fine pivot, post-up move by Dosick. It went in and out, then a foul by Anna over the back on the rebound. Rockets, in their anxiety to snatch the board, fouled. And here comes Fort Loramie, leading 21-8, minute 41 to go here in the first half. Eli Rosengarten's checked in. Ian Rauterman on the floor, nearly a walk by Burning. Here's the weave to Braun. Gets a screen, 25 feet away from Rauterman, doesn't shoot. Eli Rosengarten, 5'10 junior. Nathan Rauterman, 6'2 junior. Rauterman made a big three-pointer in the win over Minster on Saturday night. We've got an offensive foul on Fort Loramie again.
That's on Burning, and that's also his second.
Well, Brandewy and Burning have amassed four of the six fouls on Fort Loramie so far in this game. 1 minute, 20 seconds to go here in the second period of play. 21-8, Fort Loramie leads Anna. Rockets are starving for a field goal. Only two buckets for the Rockets since the first 20 seconds of the game. Here's Brodman, baseline left. He's doubled. Nearly threw it away. Awkward dribble by Blackfoot down inside. Dosick shakes free and gets the gimme. Fine pass by Cathcart. 21-10. Fort Loramie by 11. 53 seconds to go in the first half. Right side pass, Rosengarten. Straight away, it is Austin Siegel. On the left, Dylan Braun coming out to catch Rauterman. Right flank, it is Carter Mesher in now for Fort Loramie. Carter, a 5'11 junior, had a real big game against Botkins, then started against Minster on Saturday night. He was in there for Austin Siegel. Whirling through the lane. Dylan Braun doesn't shoot. Far left wing, Rosengarten. He snaps off a three. Short. No good. Rebound, Anna. 18 seconds to go in the first half. Rockets need to close the second quarter with the last 4 or 5 points. Down to 10. Right side throw, Cathcart. Drives on Dylan Braun. Forces one up on the run. Makes it. And he's fouled. Good hard nose drive to Cathcart. And he's got a chance at a three-point play to make it 21-12. Free throw would trim it down to 8, 6.4 to go in the second. Nice clear out by Anna, and Cathcart took Dylan Braun one-on-one. C- Cathcart at the stripe. Chance for the three-point play the old-fashioned way. Arches up the free throw, and it dips in, dips out. Rebound Dylan Braun. 4 seconds left. Dylan Motors, half court, top of the key. Shot blocked by Desmond. Loose ball rebound picked up by Tyler Siegel. His fadeaway shot is late. It didn't go in. Would not have counted anyway. Anna, with the last 4 points of the second quarter, is back within striking distance, down 9 to Fort Laramie here at the half, 21-12. So you've got to check out the great inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's way back in 1922, Gus Geyer greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyers have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyers in Fort Laramie. See them online, too, at GeyersInc.com. That's GeyersInc.com. And gratitude to M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie. Complete automotive and light truck repair at M&A. You better beat the winter weather before it comes around again and beats you. A big tire sale at M&A you'll never get tired of. Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, Cooper, and more. Your one-stop auto repair shop, M&A Muffler and Tires. Free pickup and delivery, too. Call Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 1-800-474-4123. Halftime score, Fort Laramie 21-12. Our halftime report is brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers. Low scoring for the Rockets especially, who just did get into double digits before the half ended.
Yeah, kind of surprising because of the firepower that Anna has. Not surprising when you watch Laramie play defense. So Laramie's defense advantage in the first half. 16-5 rebounding advantage for Fort Laramie.
Wow.
Two offensive rebounds. Anna had none. Both teams only turned the ball three times in the first half. That's pretty impressive. Anna went to the free throw line three times, missed them all. And Laramie went twice, made them both. Individual scoring for Anna. They were led. Bensman hit that three to start the game. That's all he got. Platfoot hit a three. You got two from Dosik, and you got two from Cathcart. They scored 8 and 4, 12 points in the first half. Laramie led in scoring by Braun with 8. Then they got 4 each from Tyler Siegel and Evan Burning, 3 from Nick Brandewee, and 2 from Austin Siegel. They scored 10 and 11. They've got the 21-12 halftime lead.
Going to give a shout-out, Chuck, to the Fort Laramie girls basketball coaching staff. I think most all of them are tuned in tonight. Courtney Reed, a shout-out to her. Jason Shadow, head coach Carlos Siegel. Phil Barhorst, the girls JV coach, shout-out to you. Fine game here at Anna. Anybody who wanted to come late did not get in. It's standing room only, sold out. Not a seat to be had here at the Anna Gym, which seats about 21 or 2,200. It is packed to capacity. A sea of green across the way and down to our left. A lot of red, black in the far right corner and to our immediate right. And so far, it's been Fort Laramie's defense, which has set the tempo, leading 21-12. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed perform successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McVie here at Anna. Fort Loramie boys lead the Anna Rockets 21-12. We're about 4.5 minutes away from the start of our third quarter. A big salute to Brookins in Fort Loramie, now owned by Carl Arnes, formerly owned by Joyce and Dale Barhorst of Brookins. They did a splendid job the last dozen years. Now it's Carl's turn. Same great menu, might be modified in the weeks or months ahead. Same tremendous food at Brookins in Fort Loramie. It's the place to be for enjoying roasted chicken dinners, plus specialty sandwiches, plus pizza, plus the pork chop special on Saturday nights. And I had that this past Saturday after the Fort Loramie Minster game, and it was delicious. Everybody around me was envious and said, wow, does that ever smell so good? And I said, it tastes even better. The pork chop special at Brookins. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, wedding rehearsals, and more. And the banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open too, with over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around. There's no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com. 21-12, Fort Loramie over Anna, about 3 minutes away from the start of our third quarter. Our student-athlete spotlight segment tonight is always underwritten by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, which promotes student academic success on Scores broadcast and has done so since our start 12 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And tonight we highlight a couple cheerleaders, two outstanding students. For Anna, sophomore cheerleader Macy Wiktorowski, W-I-K-T-O-R-O-W-S-K-I. And she said, I was the first one in a long time outside her family to pronounce it right on the button correctly. Macy Wiktorowski, I better not push my luck. Sophomore cheerleader at Anna, 4-point GPA, daughter of Don and Denise, active in Spanish club, book club, FCCLA, FTA, Eco Warriors, undecided about her college choice. Get this, her career, she'd like to teach or be a genetic counselor. For Fort Loramie, sophomore cheerleader Laura Gruey is highlighted tonight. G-R-E-W-E, pronounced Gruey, like it is in the Upper Miami Valley. Laura is the daughter of Dave and Peggy, 3.7 GPA. She'll start out college at Rhodes State, would like to pursue the field of dental hygiene. Those are our two LaCal Equipment Spotlight performers here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students
students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
The Anna Pep Band striking up in the background here at the Anna Gym. Home crowd, though, has not been too rowdy. Rockets faithful. Not a whole lot to cheer about so far. Fort Laramie leads at 21-12. It was 21-8 at one point. In fact, in about a 15-minute stretch, Fort Laramie outscored Anna 21-5. Anna dropped in the first points of the game, a three by Wyatt Benzman. And then Anna on a streak, scoring 21 of the next... That was 21-8 late in that second quarter. So from 3-0 Anna to 21-8, a 21-6 surge by Fort Laramie before Anna notched the last 4 points of the second stanza. Anna with possession, starting quarter number three. Each team's got its starting lineup back on the floor. Riley Uelskamp has possession deep in the right corner, on top to Benzman. Dumps it into the lane to Dosik. Extra pass to Brodman, who runs over a defender. That's three on Drew Brodman.
Dosik gave up a 6-foot shot to try to get Brodman a 4-foot shot. Dosik needed to shoot the basketball that time. He got Brodman in trouble.
Yep, right on the money, Chuck. You nailed it. It may have been a partial flop. There was contact. It was sold on the inside. Was that Austin Siegel who drew it?
Yep.
Yep. Well done by Austin. And Anna starts the third quarter with an offensive foul. Fort Laramie's got it high left. It's Austin Siegel. Deep left corner, Dylan Braun. Loops it top of the circle for Burning. He's being checked by Cathcart. Far side of the floor, Benzman shades Dylan Braun. Here's a good drive by Burning. Burning off balance in the lane, banked it, and it rimmed and came off. Taken down by Anna. Here's a three-on-two break. Fed to Brodman, baseline left. Thought about shooting, didn't. Then sends it on top to Cathcart. Cathcart starts to drive, weaves around one player, another, banks it in on the run. Cathcart with an excellent drive late in the second quarter and a superb move here. And lo and behold, we got a 7-point game. Six straight points by Anna overlapping the second and third quarters. Top of the circle, Austin Siegel, right side throw, Dylan Braun. Straight away to Tyler. Adam Randowee, 20 feet away. Hits the cutter, Tyler. Little shot fake, head fake, missed the 8-footer. It curled off the rim, point-blank range, couldn't get it to trickle through. Anna got the weak side rebound. Brodman in the post, spins, ducks under, throws it away. Tried to pitch it on the arc for Benzman, picked up by Randowee. 3-on-2 break to Burning, drives, and he short-armed it, missed it. Rebound Anna. Benzman down the floor to the three-point shooter, Dosik. Back to Benzman, far right wing. Pulls up at 15, doesn't let it go. Now to Cathcart with 5:45 to go, third quarter. Anna down 7. Fort Laramie now has not scored in about 3.5 minutes in this game. Moving screen on Dosik. Out high left, trying to free up Benzman. Referees have been Johnny on the spot on that call.
They have made the same call 3 or 4 times. So, yep, they're looking for it. You need to know that as a player.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com. to the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi. The building market knows Francis Schulze as a distributor for many high-quality products. Masonite, Superior aluminum columns and railings, Safeway garage doors, and more. Yes, the Francis Schulze Company has a great commitment to quality products, and it makes it a top choice for dealers. The Francis Schulze Company in Rushi. Here's a long pass out high. A good throw from Rosengarten, who's checked in. And he found Austin Siegel, low block right side. He caught it beyond the Anna defender and dropped it in. Chuck, Fort Laramie, better than anybody in the region, prides itself on getting excellent looks close in. High percentage shots, one after another.
Absolutely.
And here's Anna settling for a long three-pointer. It misfires. Rebound down to Fort Laramie. at last bucket, but the Redskins ended a field goal drought of 4 minutes. End of the second, start of the third quarters. Baseline left, it is Tyler Siegel. He dribbled it one too many times, raked away by Anna. We've got a tie-up far side of the floor, and Fort Loramie salvages the possession by getting a timeout. 4:34 to go in the third. Redskins up 9 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The rules of dinner are changing at Frisch's Big Boy. New rule number one, you don't have to spend a lot to get a lot. Because right now, you can get 5 delicious dinners, each just $7.99. Country fried steak or chicken, roast beef, turkey or meatloaf, plus green beans and mashed potatoes with gravy. So you'll have no problem with an old dinner rule. Finish what's on your plate. Dinner rules at Frisch's Big Boy.
Family owned and operated for 60 years, Superior Aluminum in Rushi is now in its third generation of business management. And Superior is one of the most successful mid-market companies in Ohio. You can be confident in the quality and craftsmanship you receive in Superior's columns, railings, and fence. Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Here's Anna after the Fort Loramie timeout. Long three, it is no good. Or I should say Fort Loramie a long three, no good. And then Anna pitches it 60 feet down the floor. The officials look at each other, first giving it to Fort Loramie. Now it's Anna ball. That is the correct choice.
Yeah, Burning got a finger on it.
Top of the circle, Benzman. Wyatt's got it for Anna. How many points for Wyatt Benzman, Chuck?
He's got that three that started the game.
Here's Wyatt Benzman behind the foul line. 17-foot jumper. Nails it. Wyatt Benzman's first field goal since the opening 20 seconds of the game. And maybe only his second shot since then. 3:56 to go in the third. Anna down 7 despite a poor game from Benzman. Look at that drive by Wyatt Benzman. He steered his way on an angle through the lane from the other side of the floor, right around three white shirts, as he ripped his way to the basket and dropped it in. Little give and go by Anna. 2 points. Half court to Dosek for a bucket. 25-18. Fort Loramie in the lead with 7. 3:28 to go in the third quarter. Outside the arc on the right, it's Nathan Roderman for Fort Loramie. Hand off to Dylan Braun. He fades away.
Wow.
Shots three. He's got it. Dylan Braun, a big-time fadeaway from out back. A long-distance jumper by Dylan. Boy, that was a rainbow. Here's a baseline drive by Benzman. Somebody nudged him on his way to the boundary underneath the rim. Foul, Fort Loramie blocking. 2 fouls on Anna, 1 on Fort Loramie here in the third.
That was three on Burning now. That hurts him a little bit.
Sure does. He sits. Tyler Siegel sits. Anna down 10, though. Needs to make hay late in the third period with those two sitting for the Redskins. Here's a near steal 30 feet away. And then Dosek makes a bad pass. Overplayed by Brandewey. Brandewey to the rim. 2 points. Nick Brandewey took advantage of the double team and the errant throw. He scored to a right. And then Anna tries to challenge as the Rockets airmail the ball 60 feet down the floor. Blocking foul Fort Loramie with 2:53 to go here in the third. And Fort Loramie has gotten a 12-point lead back.
Brandewey showed that athleticism on that whirl move. He just made that on that layup at the other end.
Free throw by Cathcart, who is pounded in the back in the act of shooting, is no good. Fort Loramie's free throw shooting has been going up. It's at just over 70% on the year now. Anna's is down to 65, and it's been slumping.
1 for 5 this evening.
Rockets 20% from the stripe in this game. Second free throw by Cathcart was good. Fort Loramie up by 11, 30-19. Here's Braun, 25 feet away, dropped it, got it back. Hits a cutter. Austin Siegel is the recipient of the fine feed from Dylan Braun. And it's 32-19. Fort Loramie's previous 13-point lead of 21-8 has been restored. Anna gets a timeout. 2.5 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
Anna Rockets had trimmed Fort Loramie's lead down to as few as 7 points 2.5 minutes ago, but a surge by the Redskins has put Fort Loramie back on top by 13, 32-19. We're in the last 2 minutes and 15 seconds of the third period. Benzman plays pitch and catch with Cathcart. Right side to Bixler for Anna. Rockets simply cannot solve this Fort Loramie defense. Here's an errant pass right through the legs of Rodman. It's picked up on the play at midcourt by Rosengarten. Then Anna fights it loose, and Rosengarten dives in late and fouls. It's common. Three on the Redskins, two on the Rockets here in the second half. Very few turnovers in that first half. We've had a few here in the third quarter. Nick Branowy's played an excellent game for Fort Loramie. But just as I say that, he starts to drive through the top of the circle, barges to the foul line, extends the arm, offensive foul.
That's another call. I mean, they've been making that call. I think that's the third or fourth time they've called an extension on the offensive player. They're being consistent.
You're right. This game has been officiated with great regularity by all three referees.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever seen either one of these three, but I've been impressed. They used three referees in the JV, and I was wondering why, and I asked, and they said because they are so short of officials, they're afraid that some of these JV officials are going to have to do some tournament games, and they want them to be used to the three-man rotation.
Now, there you go. JV game tonight won by Anna. The initial game, the freshman contest, won by Fort Loramie. Anna down 13. Minute 50 left to go, third quarter. Rodman high post. Down inside to Dosik. Dosik waits for Tyler Siegel to fly by. Good head fake by Dosik. And then he lays it in up over the rim. 32-21. Fort Loramie by 11. After the Anna bucket by Dosik. Dribble drive, left corner. Rosengarten for Fort Loramie. He's bodied and fouled. Cathcart picks it up for Anna. Three fouls on the Rockets, four on the Redskins. A minute 29 to go in the third. Rockets need to score the last couple buckets of the third quarter, just as they did at the end of the second, to make this more interesting heading into the fourth. Errant pass, Fort Loramie. Intercepted, Platfoot down the floor to the lane. It's Benzman, the trailer, left-handed, good! What a play by Benzman. He shoveled that in from down around his ankles. Good steal by Platfoot. He waited for help, and the troops came in the form of Benzman. 32-23, Fort Loramie by 9. 107 to go in the third quarter. Foul line, it goes on the play to Rosengarten. A good drop pass down inside to Tyler Siegel for the bunny. Siegel gets the gimme. Benzman, left corner to Blackfoot, back to Benzman. Anna down 11 again. Left side of the floor, Brodman. Back to Benzman, set, shoots, long bomb, barely caught iron. Rebound, though, by Brodman to Dosik. Baseline drive, and he dribbles off his leg, out of bounds. That's because Tyler Siegel wedged his way in front. He was moving, blocking foul, Fort Loramie, and a ball baseline left. 42.9 to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie ahead by 11. Benzman whips a pass in play to Dosik in the right corner. On top to Cathcart, dribbles, right side of the lane, on the run, blocked away by Tyler Siegel, off him last, out of bounds. This well-connected Fort Loramie defense is extremely stout. Anna just cannot break through. Here's an open look, top of the circle, Dosik bombs away, yes! Dosik, a 22-footer. He got a screen. Ball was lobbed to him beneath the rim. Dosik launched it through. Anna down 8. 20 seconds to go, third quarter. Rosengarten being hounded. Timeline, what do we have? 5 second call or offensive foul? Push off Fort Lauderdale. Redskins guilty of another offensive foul. Rosengarten was jammed up with three Anna players, and he tried to use force to get out of the sandwich. 16.3 to go. Third quarter, 8-point game. Critical possession right here. Anna can nibble away, cut it down to 5 or 6. Cathcart, top of the key, foul line, Besman. 5 seconds to play in the third. To Brodman, right corner, Platfoot. Makes it! Three-pointer at the buzzer. Platfoot, a fadeaway three ball for the Rockets to close out the third quarter. And we've got a 5-point game. Good finish to the third by Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
This is Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McVie, Anna Jim sold out, packed to the brim. Nearly 2,200 here. Redskins have the ball starting the fourth quarter. Leading 34-29. Evan Burning starts a drive. Motors down the lane. Nearly dragged the pivot foot. Goes on top to Rotterman. Right back to Burning. Hand off to Dylan Braun. Great conclusion to the third quarter by Anna. Blackfoot nailed a long three as the buzzer sounded. Here's Dylan Braun. Step back triple by Dylan. It is in and out. No good. Down below the cylinder and popped out of there. Anna snarfed off the rebound. Quickly down the floor comes Flatfoot, angling through the paint, runs into trouble, gives it to Brodman. Deep right corner, Benzman. Into the post, Dosik, back to the basket, goes to work on Tyler Siegel. Dosik still holds, pitches out on top, and it is poked away out of bounds off Burning last.
Dosik had a 7-point third quarter. He was terrific.
He sure was, and he made one great feed, led a fast break, waited for help, laid it off to Benzman, who finished with a left-handed driving goal. Yep, fine third period by Griffin Dosik of Anna. He led the charge back. Anna within 5, trying to cut it to 2 or 3. Here's Benzman in the lane. Even lower, low right to Dosik. Blocked on the play by Siegel. It goes out of bounds in the corner. That is what you call rim protection. Well done by Tyler Siegel.
That's an eraser.
Yep, Dosik from nearly point-blank range had it swatted. Down to 6:56 to go in the fourth, 34-29. Fort Loramie in the lead by 5. It was 13 at one point in the third. Here's a drive by Platfoot off to Cathcart. Cathcart's looper deflected. Shot was altered, and Fort Loramie's got it. Fine defensive sequence by the Redskins. Staving off Anna, kept him 5 away. And we've got contact through the lane. The cutter, Nick Brandewey, was spilled on the play by the Rockets player.
That's 5 or 6 blocks by Siegel now.
Last foul committed by a white jersey for Anna. Platfoot charged with it. Here's Fort Loramie trying to inbound beneath the rim. Contact is picking up in this game. It's getting quite physical. A foul before the ball can even be tossed on the floor. Inbounded high left. It goes to Dylan Braun. 16 fouls now on Anna. One more, and Lormer shoots the bonus. Here's a shot fake from Randowee on the arc. Then a spin move at the baseline. Defender gets there late, foul, and Randowee will shoot. It was 31-18 in favor of Fort Loramie with about 3:20 left in the third quarter. And Anna closed with a flourish, outscoring Fort Loramie 11-3 over the last stretch of the third period. The free throw by Brandowee is too flat. It comes off. Rebound down to Benjamin of Anna. He scurries up the floor. On a weave, it goes to Blackfoot 25 feet away. Now Cathcart. Cathcart's got a little bit of an angle. Oh, we got a foul on the Rockets. Another moving screen, Chuck?
Yes, and that's the fifth foul on Brodman.
And Brodman's out. You motioned to me that the last offensive foul down here, or I should say defensive foul away from the action on Brodman, was his fourth. That's number five right there. He's gone. 6 minutes, 11 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie 34, Anna 29. Points at a premium. Each team with outstanding three-point shooting, especially in the name of Dylan Braun for Fort Loramie and Wyatt Benzman for Anna. But the defenses have mastered the offenses so far here tonight. Evan Burning's got it 20 feet away for Fort Loramie. Here's a long chest pass across the court. And as the ball is in the air, Benzman is caught grabbing Dylan Braun.
They run that where they set the double screen at the foul line and they try to run him up through the middle. And that time, Platfoot just reached out and grabbed his jersey to keep him from coming through. The official saw it.
Free throw by Dylan Braun. Swish! 35-29, Fort Loramie up six. We've had a lot of stoppages of play tonight. So many fouls have been committed. Not by the player with the ball, not by the defensive player manning the man with the ball, but a number of fouls, contact fouls, away from activity. Both foul shots, but Dylan Braun dead center. Fort Loramie back up seven. Here's Riley Hulskamp on the arc. Knifes into the lane. Reverse layup. Hangs on the rim. Comes off. No good. Tough break. Foul Tyler Siegel, who got the shoulder of Riley Hulskamp. Boy, he showed some mighty good quickness there. He darted right through the middle of the Redskins' D and got to the iron. He's at the stripe with two. Clock stops. 5:46 to go in the fourth. Riley Hulskamp dips the knees and lobs in the free throw. 36-30, Fort Loramie. 5:46 remaining here in the fourth. Second free throw by Riley Hulskamp coming up. In a moment, we will tell you all about the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, located at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road, owned by Jolene Renderly. Tell her you heard all about the shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Jewelry Barn. Take a look at the Jewelry Barn on Facebook. Here is Fort Loramie, 80 feet from the basket. Burning tries to zip down the sideline in front of the Anna bench. Cathcart slides over, is hopeful of getting a charge. No dice. He's there late. Blocking foul, Evan Burning at the line. He's got the one and one. No, the double bonus. That's 10 on Anna. Ronnie Hulskamp, by the way, connected on both free throws. Seconds to go for the Rockets. The free throw by Burning, front rim, side rim, back rim, and it trickles through. 37-31, Fort Loramie up six. 5:43 to go in the game. Burning, front rim, side rim, and off. Rebound Benzman. Rockets can cut it to three with a triple. Benzman hangs onto the ball, goes baseline left, nearly walks, lobs it out back to Cathcart to Blackfoot. He sizes up a three. Missed it, no good. Hit the rim twice. Routerman's got the rebound in the left corner. He's double-teamed. Anna jabs it out of bounds. Routerman was suffocated by two white shirts, one of whom was Dosik, who speared the ball right into the Rockets' mat at the end of the floor. 5:27 to go in the fourth. Full court pressure by Anna. Fort Loramie's got it in the person of Burning. Rockets have had a couple chances to whittle it down below five. Haven't done it. Far left side, it goes to Braun. Little pick and roll with Roderman. Back to Braun. Braun goes cross court to Brandewey. Brandewey picked up on the play by Platfoot. Top of the circle, Roderman. Left side pass goes to Burning. Burning shot fake, spin move. Fadeaway 10-footer. Blocking foul against Anna. Anna Crowd wanted a charge. Defender was sliding. Good call by the referee. Burning's very good, quick burst. His initial step is what got him into the paint. And Anna didn't get there in time. Free throw by Burning is good. And the Redskins will enjoy the double bonus the rest of this game.
It's been a tough game to officiate, and I think they've done a terrific job.
Yep. Evan Burning is one of two again. Missed the second. He notched the first. 38-31, Fort Loramie with seven. 4:49 to go here in the fourth quarter. Right side pass to Benzman. Around Roderman. Running one-hander is banked in. Nice maneuver by Wyatt Benzman. Here's a steal by Cathcart in the corner for Anna. He tries to flick it back into the court, and he can't quite do it. He almost went face-to-face with his school's mascot, the Rocket, in the far corner. Down to 4:36 to go in the game, 38-33. Fort Loramie in the lead by five. Redskins have the ball 80 feet from the basket in the form of Evan Burning. He dribbles up against Uhlskamp. Burning between the legs on the dribble. Right side to Brandewey. Overplay by Anna, no steal. Brandewey to Austin Siegel. Left side pass, overplay, theft. Steal by Uhlskamp. Look at him go. What a play. Uhlskamp on the finish and a foul. Anna overplaying every pass out high by Fort Loramie. Riley Uhlskamp gambled. He made the pickpocket and he skipped 50 feet the other way. Great driving layup by Uhlskamp, and he was jammed from behind as he went up to score. And it's a 38-35 game. Uhlskamp with a three-point chance. He's at the line. Anna can cut it to two right here. Foul shot by Riley. Yes! 38-36. Redskins with a two-point edge. This was a 31-18 game. An 18-7 spurt by Anna. Here's Dylan Braun, 30 feet away. Picked up by Benzman. Right corner Burning. Fakes right, goes left. Stops, doesn't shoot. Now to Braun behind the arc. Fort Loramie's in the double bonus. You can expect the Redskins to do a lot of driving. Here's Burning, 30 feet out. He goes to work. Foul line in the paint. Running one-hander. Rim, no good. Tie up on the rebound. Arrow will favor Anna. Evan Burning had a short leaner in traffic. A shot he often makes. It hit the backboard and curled around the rim and came off. 3:40 left to go here in the fourth. Anna can tie or take the lead. Here's Uhlskamp with the ball. Chest pass back and forth with Flatfoot. Left side to Benzman. Veers off into the corner. Back to Uhlskamp behind the line. Now to Cathcart between the three-point arc and the Anna logo on a weave to Benzman. Benzman circles, goes into the right corner, fadeaway 16-footer, short, no good. Loose ball rebound, Uhlskamp's got it for Anna. Uhlskamp back to Platfoot, to Dosik, baseline left. Ducks under, leans in, shoots, misses. Rebound baseline right off Fort Loramie. 3:05 to go in the fourth. Lengthy possession by Anna.
I tell you what, Loramie is playing really tight right now.
Looking to throw in beneath the rim is Cathcart. Goes way out to midcourt. Leaping stab on the play by Platfoot. Left side, Uhlskamp. Roddy Uhlskamp's come up big. To Benzman for the lead. In and out. No good. Rebound volleyballed. We got over the back, I think, on Anna. No, it's on Fort Loramie. No, it's on Anna. Anna fans were up applauding. Anna bench is confused, as was I momentarily.
Well, he pointed to who was going to be the shooter is what
right.
He was doing.
Yep. and it was 5-0 Tyler Siegel, who was fouled over the shoulder on the rebound. Wyatt Benjamin's three-pointer, by the way, was in, out, in, out. It was for the lead with 2:55 to go. Double bonus, Tyler Siegel, and he lips the rim. Yep, Fort Loram has missed three of their last five at the stripe.
Only 4 of 8 here in the fourth quarter.
Redskins were 17 of 20 deep into the fourth quarter against Minster, and then went 1 for 5 down the stretch in that game. Second free throw, Tyler Siegel, yes. And head coach Corey Brinkman gets a timeout from Fort Loramie. Nathan Barhorse Warriors come to the Anna side with 2:55 to go in the game. 3-point lead in favor of Fort Loramie. We'll continue our message about the Jewelry Barn located in Rushi. Qualified staff providing you with great custom jewelry and jewelry repair at the Jewelry Barn, which also offers ear piercing, appraisals, free jewelry cleaning, watch battery replacement, watch link adjustment. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, certified by the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading and color stone grading, also certified in jewelry repair. Great combination of quality and price at the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, 2399 Rushi Versailles Road, phone 526-5557, 526-5557. Check out the Jewelry Barn on Facebook. Tell Jolene Renderly you heard about the Jewelry Barn on scoresbroadcast.com. 2:45 to go. Anna down three with the ball. Foul line extended right. It's Cathcart. Bounces into the post. Back to the basket. Dosick. He goes to work on Tyler Siegel. On the arc to the three-point shooter. Good! It's good! Mason Flatfoot ties it up. We're tied up. 39-39. Here's Fort Loramie. Down inside, Dylan Braun, Tyler Siegel. He motors to the rim, undercut on the play by Anna. It's a foul against the Rockets. 2 minutes and 27 seconds to go in the game. How many fouls on Flatfoot? He's out. Number 5 on him. Anna's had 2 players disqualified, 5 fouls. Double bonus for Fort Loramie, which has not cashed in at the stripe here in the fourth quarter. 39-39 tie. It was Flatfoot, right, Chuck?
Flatfoot just fouled out. He's the one that hit the three the last time down.
Yep.
He and Dosick are playing really well. Dosick has 4 fouls also.
Tyler Siegel at the line for the lead. He buries it. Fort Loramie leads by 1, 40-39. 2:27 to go in the fourth quarter. Second shot for Tyler Siegel. 1-2 bounces. He eyes the bucket. Good again. Tyler Siegel comes up big at the strike. 41-39. Fort Loramie edges back on top by 2. After the Blackfoot make had tied it, then he is disqualified with 5 fouls. He and Broadman out with 5 personals for Anna. Baseline left, Dosick. 2:10 to play in the game. Anna down 2. Fuelskamp slips below the foul line, weaves to Benjamin. He's doubled at the foul stripe. Now Dosick starts a drive, spin move, doesn't shoot. Out back to Benjamin. Checked there by Burning. Right side throw at Fuelskamp. Near side, Dosick. He carves out space in the lane, a running one-hander. Around and out, no good. Foul, Fuelskamp. Anna on the rebound. Tough break for the Rockets. That shot swirled around the rim twice and would not go down.
That was almost down. I'm not sure how it came back out.
That was for the tie. Fort Loramie managed to snag the rebound. And it's Tyler Siegel back at the stripe.
And Dosick has fouled out of the game also now.
Dosick was charged with the foul. I thought for a minute it might be on Hillscamp, but nope, it's on Dosick. Dosick, Cathcart, and Broadman all gone for Anna.
And they've had to go down to Justin Murray, a 6'4 sophomore that plays strictly JV.
Free throw by Tyler Siegel, swish. 42-39 Fort Loramie, minute 49 to go in the fourth quarter. 3 straight free throws by Tyler Siegel under the 2-minute mark. to get Fort Laramie to lead by three. It stays three as that one goes in and out. Here's Wyatt Benzman dropping down the floor. Yulskin for the tie. No good off the back iron. Rebound volleyballed around. Single at 6-7. Latches onto it. Up the floor comes Dylan Braun. He runs over an Anna player. Offensive foul, Dylan Braun. That was the right call. It was directly in front of the Anna bench, which sold it. 42-39. Three free throws and four attempts for Tyler Siegel since the two-minute mark to get Fort Laramie back on top. Three-point edge, 42-39. Anna with possession after the charge against Dylan Braun. 18 fouls on Fort Laramie. Anna's in the one and one, not the double bonus. Here's Benzman, baseline left, crowded by Burning, and Burning bodies up on him. It is a foul every 10 seconds.
Yeah, this has kind of hit the wall.
Benzman's at the strike for Anna. He's got two. Anna's not shot fouls well. One and one, not two shots. Now he gets a second. He drains the first.
Well, they got the right person shooting free throws now.
Yep. First shot by Wyatt Benzman, right on the money. Second shot to cut it to one. And it's in and out. It rimmed. Rebound Tyler Siegel. He threw it far side of the floor, almost out of bounds. Brandewee reaches and gets it. He had a hand over the first row of bleachers. Fed it up to Braun. Cross-court Tyler Siegel. Time out. Fort Laramie. Minute 21 to go. Redskins ball up two, 42-40. Chuck, let's take a break on scoresbroadcast.com.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently he had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com.
Here we go, final minute 21, Fort Laramie inbounds the basketball at midcourt, leading by two, 42-40 over Anna. Down to minute 13 to go. Near side pass, Burning, and he is smothered by Yulskamp and fouled. Evan Burning's got the double bonus for Fort Laramie. Yep, under the instruction from head coach Nathan Barhorst, the foul was made. Anna didn't get the steal. Rockets trying to lengthen out this game. Evan Burning calmly swishes the foul shot.
When he gets the ball up in the air, he's a good free throw shooter. When he shoots it flat, he struggles.
Exactly. I'd agree with you, Chuck. There it is. Up over the top of the head. Dead center, but it curled around and came off. Rebound Benzman. 43-40. Fort Laramie with three. Benzman for the tie. Got it! Sixty seconds to go. Fort Laramie's missed just enough free throws late in this game to allow Anna to knock the count. 43-43. 40 seconds to go. Burning drives into the paint. Out back to Rosengarten. Hand off to Dylan Braun. Braun check for Benzman. 34 seconds to go. Here's Rosengarten 20 feet out. Dylan Braun catches at the Rockets logo. Now Burning. Burning gets a screen from Tyler Siegel. Wants to drive. Doesn't. 22 seconds to go. Time out. Corey Britton, head coach of Fort Laramie. The wheels are turning. Nate Barhorst, mentor of Anna. Corey Britton, head coach Fort Laramie. Redskins have missed enough free throws, Chuck, here late in this game to allow Anna to draw even.
9 for 15 in the fourth quarter, and that includes the front end of the 1-1 a miss.
Six foul shots, a 1-1 missed. Six free throws, not on target.
Haven't scored a basket in the fourth quarter.
And Anna has really been tenacious defensively. Very frisky on the defensive end as Anna overplaying. And on the offensive end, Anna's run its attack as well here in the fourth quarter as it has all night long.
Well, this is kind of what the game I kind of expected. I didn't think it was going to be a high-scoring game, and both defenses are playing really well.
And you didn't expect here at Anna that Fort Loramie's 31-18 13-point lead would stand up for very long.
No, Anna's too good to allow that to happen at home.
Fort Loramie led 31-18 at one point in the third quarter of this game. Great comeback by the Anna Rockets. Fort Loramie's got the ball, though, with 18 seconds left. We're tied up. Brandewee at the center stripe. Brandewee near side to Burning. Let's see if Braun tries to get free. He rubs off two screens, catches left wing, and shoots. Dylan Braun. High back rim. Rebound. Anna. Four to play. Steal by Braun. Heaves it toward the rim. No good. What a finish. What a finish. Dylan Braun had a three-pointer with 4 seconds left. It missed. Anna got the rebound. Dylan Braun intercepted the pass short of midcourt and turning sideways, not facing the basket, got away a 40-foot buzzer beater, which nearly went through.
Yeah, it hit the backboard in the front of the rim.
Wow. Oh, my. I need a rest. Let's take a break. 43-43 overtime here at Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Bet Chuck, each time here on Scores Broadcast in the last month, we say to ourselves and to our listeners, well, what can we do for an encore after this game? Well, each game seems to match the previous game or get even better.
Yeah, this has been as advertised.
We've had a series of fantastic games since late December here on scoresbroadcast.com. Anna Versailles, Fort Loramie Minster, Fort Loramie Versailles, Anna St. Henry tonight, Fort Loramie Anna, and Fort Loramie's first possession to start the OT winds up in an intercepted pass by Anna, picked off by Benjamin, down the floor to Cathcart, guarded by Dylan Braun, out back to Hulskamp. Hulskamp hangs on between the rings. Anna's got three starters out with five fouls. Cathcart, left corner, Bixler. Back to Cathcart. He retreats. 4 minute OT, 3:20 to go. We're tied at 43-43. Foul stripe, Hulskamp. Now Bixler. Bixler wants to go one-on-one with Brando. He can't do it. Bart's an excellent foul shooter if he can get to the stripe. Here's Cathcart, splits a couple defenders, off balance in the lane, dropped the ball, it's loose. Fort Loramie batted it out of bounds. Anna possession beneath the rim. Rockets have been extremely scrappy here in the fourth quarter. Not that Fort Loramie hasn't, but Anna has taken the game to the Redskins, who've obliged by missing some free throws. Bixler 35 feet away. A minute gone in the four-minute overtime. Still tied at 43. High right. It goes on the play to Justin Murray, who's on the floor. Fine JV player, 6'4 sophomore. To Bixler. Baseline left around two men. Drive, shoots. It is in and out, no good. Rebound, Bixler. Yes! Bixler got the rebound somehow and scored. And Anna's got its first lead since 3-0. Anna Rockets had their first lead since 3-0. And Bart Bixler was a young man about 5'9 among the trees, He missed his shot, got the rebound, scored, was fouled. He converts at the strike. And Fort Laramie's up three, or I should say Anna's up three. Fort Laramie behind. Here's a steal by Yulskamp at midcourt. Herning gets it back. Yulskamp dives in. Jump ball. Anna arrow. Timeout. No, Anna timeout. Anna timeout. 2:26 left in the overtime. Rockets out hustling Fort Laramie by a half step right now. Anna up three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
The Fort Laramie Redskins Shelby County League lead is in jeopardy. Fort Laramie 13-0 on the year. Down now by 3 points to an Anna team, which trailed by 13 midway in the third quarter. Here's a bad pass by Anna after the timeout. Intercepted by Fort Laramie. Good steal by Tyler Siegel, who flipped it off to Evan Burning. Redskins down three. 2:12 left in the overtime. Burning nearly walked. In the lane, out to Brandewey. Brandewey at the foul stripe, ducks under, can't shoot. Anna's defense has been unbelievable the last 10 or 12 minutes. How many field goals for Fort Laramie since the start of the fourth quarter?
They haven't scored any.
Here's a drive by Burning. Burning to the rack. Good play by Burning. Foul by Anna. Two free throws, Evan Burning. Redskins have in the fourth quarter, what? No field goals?
They have not scored a field goal in this fourth quarter or overtime.
Redskins without a bucket. Hard to believe in the last 12 minutes of this game. Fort Laramie's gone 12 minutes without a field goal. Free throw by Burning is good. 46-44. Anna Batu. Second shot, Burning. Good again. 46-45. Redskins need a stop. Rockets want points to further the lead. Bixler far side of the floor, crowded, goes to Cathcart. On top to Murray. Murray hands it on the play to Riley Yulskamp. Anna has three players on the sideline with five fouls. All three starters. Rodman, Dosick, and Platfoot. Here's Benjamin at midcourt for Anna. Both teams in the double bonus. A minute 26 to go in the overtime. 46-45 Anna. Trying to hang the first loss in Fort Laramie this year. Rockets trailed by 13 points twice, 21-8 and 31-18. Here's Bixler between circles to Yulskamp. Anna has no reason to shoot. They're in the driver's seat. Precious seconds winding down. 60 seconds to go. Cathcart, right side, Yulskamp. Yulskamp, foul stripe. Fort Laramie trailing, trying to pickpocket. No dice. Benzman handles. Now Yulskamp over guarding Fort Laramie. And that's all for Burning. Evan Burning's got five.
Anna did such a nice job of having four people handle the basketball, but they didn't get the ball to Murray, who I guarantee you that's who they wanted to foul. Not because he's not a good free throw shooter, but he's a sophomore that doesn't play varsity.
Chuck, that's a superb point. Very well taken. And it's Riley Yulskamp at the line. Double bonus for Anna. 50 seconds to go in the overtime. And he drops in the free throw. You can tell by the roar of the Rocket partisans.
Riley's 4 for 4.
He's been hot at the stripe. Anna shot him poorly early. Rockets have shot free throws very well late. Yulskamp again. That one's too hard. little too much length on that one. He pushed that one off the back iron, and Fort Laramie's got the rebound. A chance to tie or take the lead. 40 seconds to go in the overtime. Here's Braun behind the screen. Double team by Anna. Steal! Great overplay by Cathcart. He sneaked around behind Tyler Siegel. Up the floor to Benzman. Hooking foul, Fort Laramie. Redskins are in deep trouble. 31 seconds to go. Benzman at the line. Double bonus.
Attempt to throw the ball down to Siegel's been picked off at least five times tonight.
Yep. Great play by Cathcart. He came from the baseline underneath Siegel. Got a hand in clean. Swiped it. Fort Laramie runs that play often. It was telegraphed. Siegel didn't go after it strong. It wasn't bounced to him very hard. And Wyatt Benzman connects on both free throws. Fort Laramie's behind by four. 30 seconds to go in the overtime. Rotterman down the floor to Rosengarten. Back to Rotterman for a three. Way short, no good. Rebound all the way back out to Rotterman. To Brandewee, he fires. Way off to the right. Rebound, Benzman. 16 to go. Foul, Fort Laramie. Seconds to go. Benzman shoots the free throw. He drains it. And the Anna Rockets are up 5. 50 to 45. 15 ticks left in the clock. Benzman again to stretch it to 6. It is bouncing. In. It's in. The Redskins do need 2 3-pointers. 11 seconds to go. Braun drives. Baseline right. Missed it, but he's hacked on the arm. 10.1 to go. Dylan Braun's got 2 foul shots for Fort Laramie, which, unless a miracle occurs, will drop to 13-1 on the year, 6-1 in the Shelby County League, and Anna, Fort Laramie, and Rushi will all have a loss in league play. Free throw by Dylan Braun is good. 51-46 in favor of Anna. Fort Laramie, amazingly, without a field goal in a stretch of time spanning the overtime, the fourth quarter, and the last 2.5 minutes of the third for Fort Laramie without a basket. Both shots are good by Braun. Redskins no choice but to foul as Rotterman chases down Bart Bixler for Anna with 7.8 to go. Fort Laramie scoreless from the field the last 2 minutes of the third quarter, the entire fourth, and the overtime. How many minutes is that, Chuck? About 14 or 15? Wow.
Yeah, 14.
14 minutes, no buckets from the floor for Fort Laramie. Free throw by Bixler is right on the money. And a cheering section whooping it up. A mass of green across the way. Second shot, yes. 53-47, Anna. 5 seconds left. Midcourt Brandewee across the timeline. Guns it. Makes it. 27-footer by Brandewee. 53-50. 2.8 to go. Anna up 3. Redskins need a steal and a 3-point make to force another overtime. That is Fort Laramie's first field goal in this game in better than 14 minutes.
Well, it was a combination of, but they did an outstanding job of taking away that entry pass to Tyler Siegel. I don't think he touched the ball in scoring position the entire second half.
Nope.
And they did a nice job on Dylan Braun. Dylan had a 3 in the third quarter, and other than that, he's made 4 free throws, but that is all he's gotten out of this. We talked about Laramie's defense the entire season. Defense won the basketball game for the Rockets tonight.
And all of it done, this great comeback by Anna, which has forged a 6-point lead, now a 3-point lead with 2.8 to go after 3 starters were disqualified with 5 fouls. That's what makes it all even
shows
more.
Shows you what kind of bench you got.
Yes. So much heart and character shown by this Anna team. A lot of grit displayed by Fort Laramie all year long. But on the road here at Anna, the Rockets are 2.8 away from pulling off the surprise. The Rockets get it inbounds to Yuleskamp. He's fouled. 75 feet from the hoop, 1.9 left. Muehlenkamp's got to miss two. Fort Loramie's got to sling it to midcourt and get a Hail Mary three from Dylan Braun to tie up this game.
And that's if Muehlenkamp doesn't make either one of these free throws.
Right. If Muehlenkamp makes either one, it's curtains. And Fort Loramie's 13-0 record becomes 13-1. The shot by Muehlenkamp is no good. Too much push on it. It hit the heel, came right back to him. Now, if you miss here, Fort Loramie's got a chance to maybe make one pass and shoot.
Yeah, but 1.9. I'll be surprised if he misses this. He's a good free throw shooter.
1.9 to go. Muehlenkamp, a 67% foul shooter, puts it up, and in! He makes it. And Anna's up four. It goes to Braun. Braun walks it to midcourt, and that's it. The Fort Loramie Redskins have been upset for the Anna Rockets here tonight. 54-50 in overtime. Splendid comeback for the green and white. The home team trailed 31-18 midway through the third. A great rally. Oh, what resilience shown by Anna here tonight despite losing three players to fouls. Evan Burning fouled out in the OT for Fort Loramie. The defense for Anna was simply fantastic. And Fort Loramie got one bucket in the last 14 and a half minutes of this game, spanning the end of the third quarter, the fourth quarter, and the overtime. And that was a 27-footer by Nick Brandewee in the waning seconds of the overtime session.
Just a terrific, terrific game by the Rockets. And when they were down 13 late in the third quarter, I really had kind of much written this one off. But, boy, what a comeback.
And when you don't get a field goal, Chuck, for 14 and a half minutes and your free throw shooting becomes a little spotty, you're susceptible to getting knocked off, especially on the road, and it happened.
Well, but you know, this is a good basketball team. They had a chance to put them away. They had a chance to truly put it away by the end of the second quarter.
Yep.
And even though Anna didn't score until less than a minute to go in the second quarter, Loramie didn't score enough points to get a big enough lead, and that this is kind of how this thing turned out tonight.
And we saw a lot from Anna tonight that we saw when the Rockets beat the Minster Wildcats handily here a few weeks back. Anna had a terrific, well-rounded game on that evening. It was phenomenal. Six young men scored, I think, 10 points or more in that game. Six scored eight or more in that game. It was not all Wyatt Benjamin on that night. He averages 20. Benjamin did come up big late tonight, but he had fine support as Anna wins it 54-50 in overtime. Fort Loramie telegraphed one too many passes to the post to Tyler Siegel.
Well, they overplayed. They overplayed the on the perimeter, and Loramie just didn't handle the basketball very well tonight. Nope. Let's give credit where it's due. The Rockets were really prepared to play. They were so much better tonight, intensity-wise, than they were the last time I saw them play against St. Henry.
You're right. Yeah, St. Henry had a 13-point lead in that game over Anna with 2 minutes to go. Anna came back in that contest, lost by three. But go figure. Go figure. St. Henry clobbers, or I should say Fort Loramie, clobbers St. Henry. St. Henry's got a 13-point lead on Anna late in the game. You'd think by those score comparisons, Fort Loramie in a cakewalk tonight. Nope, no dice. Of course, Minster takes Fort Loramie into OT Saturday. Anna belted Minster here. With that comparison, you'd think, well, maybe Anna's got the edge. Throw all that stuff out the window.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
No.
It doesn't matter.
Nope.
I think I'm a firm believer in the Shelby County League that home court doesn't make a lot of difference.
No.
It did tonight.
It did. It did. The Anna crowd was exceptional. And another thing, Chuck, I know it's a cliche. It's so often used. You hear it game in, game out. But two evenly matched teams, it's how you finish. It's how you close out the game under pressure.
Always. And I'll tell you what, as things started to slide for Loramie, you could just tell that nobody really wanted to shoot the basketball.
Nope.
They were tight throwing passes. And give credit where to the Rockets. They were terrific.
And Anna's confidence seemed to build, and build, so much to the point that Anna overcame a mountain, a 13-point deficit, and blanked Fort Loramie from the floor for 14 and a half minutes until a 27-footer by Nick Brandewey with just seconds to go in the overtime.
Right. Yeah, you know, and I think that this game was much more important for the Rockets than it was for Loramie. Yes, you want to stay undefeated. Yes, you want to push the lead out in the league. But, you know, now it's a horse race because there's three teams with one loss. And Loramie has to go play at Rushi, which is the same type of floor and the same type of atmosphere. So there's nothing given in this league, that's for sure.
And, of course, the Rushi fans joining us tonight here on ScoresBroadcast.com are rejoicing because now the Rushi Raiders, technically, with a mark of 6-1, are a half game in front of Fort Loramie and Anna, which are at 5-1. 1 week from tonight, January 30th, Rushi at Anna. 1 week from tonight. And then, of course, later in the season, Anna goes to Fort Loramie on February 10th, I think the Friday after that, the Friday after that, Fort Loramie's at Rushi. So on Saturday, February 10th, Anna's at 4-16th. Fort Loramie is at Rushi. Anna's got a return match with Rushi, as I noted, coming up 1 week from tonight. Rushi is at Anna. Anna lost to Rushi in a thriller earlier in the year at Rushi. And you've still got a few games in there with Jackson Center. The heavyweights in the Shelby County League have got Jackson Center coming up, this Friday evening. Anna is at Jackson Center. Jackson Center also has a game at Fort Loramie. Rushi, by the skin of its teeth, beat Jackson Center twice, most recently last Friday on a last-second shot. So Jackson Center is the outlier in here, which still could have an effect on the conference standings before the league race is all over. But it's going to go right down to the wire. Anna, Rushi, Fort Loramie all play each other one more time. Is that right? Let's see.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Each team plays one more time. Rushi has, and each team has one home game against the other.
Uh-huh. Yep. So that'll decide it. That's the way it should finish.
Yeah, well, I mean, we thought this was kind of a wide-open year. We picked Anna and Loramie to be the top. We picked Rushi to be like one double A, and Jackson Center being a dark horse, and it's turned out exactly the way we thought it was going to.
Sure has. So many thanks to our great anchor underwriting sponsors tonight for this overtime thriller at Anna, won by the Rockets by 4 over Fort Loramie, dropping the Redskins from the ranks of unbeaten. American Architectural Glass, Barker Insurance, Holloway Sportswear, LaCal Equipment, the U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News. Thanks as well to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. A lot of gratitude to Dickman, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Brookins in Fort Loramie, about which we spoke in the middle of the game tonight. Congratulations to Carl Arns, the new owner-manager of Brookins in Fort Loramie. Custom foam products in Fort Loramie. Goffney Furniture in Sydney, great combination of outstanding high-quality furniture, priced just right. Goffney Furniture. Go to the website for more savings, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. The in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, shout-outs to them. Plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your ideas come to life. Again tonight, by virtue of the Anna win, Rushi technically has a one-half game lead, having won once more than Anna and Fort Loramie in the Shelby County League standings. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which continues to grow and expand it now includes 8 divisions. Plus, in Fort Loramie, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Myers, M&A Muffler and Tires, easy for me to say. A tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. Finally, Chuck, we'll get to our Clancy stars of the game for each team. Anna with a tremendous wire-to-wire finish to nip Fort Loramie in OT by 4 points.
Well, this is a tough one tonight to choose. On the Loramie side, I'm going to go with Dylan Braun, and I'm going to go with Evan Burning. Braun had 15, and Burning had 11. I thought those two were really what kept Loramie with the lead, and then down the stretch they just could not do what they had to do to hold that lead. On the other side, I could probably pick 5 or 6, but I'm going to go with Wyatt Bensman. He had 14 points in the second half and overtime, 17 for the game. And Riley Huelskamp hadn't scored till the fourth quarter, and in overtime he hit 5 of 7 from the free throw line, made a basket, ended up with 7 points, had a couple of big steals. I thought that's the best I've seen that young man play. So it's going to be Bensman and Huelskamp for Anna. It's going to be Braun and Burning for the Redskins.
And what a job Anna did on Dylan Braun. What, do you have 1 bucket over the final 2 quarters?
Yeah, he scored a 3 in the third quarter, and that was it.
Well, those are our Clancy stars of the game. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Our next webcast here on scorersbroadcast.com is Thursday night. We're online at 7:10, tip-off 7:30. Versailles, Minster Girls, each one this week, Chuck, number 1 in the state. Minster Division 4, Versailles Division 3. That is going to be a super basketball game on Thursday night from Versailles.
It's got all the earmarks of a terrific basketball game. Minster's going to have to play well because Versailles is very good, and Versailles is very good at home.
And then the two schools collide again on Friday at Minster boys game. Minster-Versailles boys, that's a 7:30 tip on Friday at Minster. 7:10 online webcast time at Versailles at Minster boys. Full schedule for you on Saturday featuring Miami East at Fort Loramie girls in the afternoon, 2:10 webcast time. And then on Saturday night, I believe it's a 6 o'clock JV, 7:10 webcast time for the varsity contest, 7:30 tip, Versailles boys at Rushi. So we've got the Versailles Tigers 2 nights in a row on the road at Minster and at Rushi.
That's a tough weekend for them.
Uh-huh. A lot of fun. So many thanks to Rhett Gish, our scores broadcast. Not Rhett Gish, I'm sorry. Rhett's no longer with us. So many thanks to Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color Onsite Engineering. Again, thanks to Matt Zerker for filling in for Chuck this past weekend. Ron Mooney, a gentleman in Huber Heights, is now our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Ron may not be joining us tonight here at this late hour on scoresbroadcast.com. We have a production session tomorrow evening, but Ron Mooney, congratulations, thank you, our new scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck alongside, as always, And we've got a full week of five games for you, four more upcoming. Jack Kramer saying good night once again from Anna. Final score in overtime. The Anna Rockets upset the Fort Loramie Redskins 54-50.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.